Adventures on Trains, The Highland Falcon Thief by M.G. Leonard and Sam Sedgman. Read by Jot Davis. As for trains, what can beat a train? To travel by train is to see nature and human beings, towns and churches and rivers. In fact, to see life. Agatha Christie. Chapter 1. Ticket to Ride. Harrison Beck pulled a biro from the pocket of his yellow anorak, deftly turning it over his index finger so it was point down, and doodled in the central margin of the newspaper spread across the table. The worry lines he saw carved into his father's forehead were making him nervous. Colin Beck put down the sports section of the paper with a frustrated sigh and pointed at the station clock. "He said he'd meet us here at 5. We're in the cafe, your brother specified. It's 5 o'clock. He looked out at the people crisscrossing the station. "So, where is he, Bev?" "Don't fret, love." Beverly Beck scolded her husband gently. "It'll give you indigestion." She laid her hand on his sleeve. "Nat'll be here." Hal's pen twitched as he studied his mother's face. She looked tired. Dad's blue duffel coat drowned her, but she was so pregnant that her bump bulged out of the front. No one had asked him if he wanted a baby sister, but he was getting one whether he liked it or not. He put down his pen. "Mum, I don't want to go with Uncle Nat. I want to stay with you. I don't like trains. They're boring." "I know, sausage." She reached over and ruffled his hair. "But it'll be good for you to spend some time with your uncle. He's an interesting man." Hal pulled a face. Whenever a grown-up said something was good for you, that meant it was dull, or disgusting, or both. "You'd only be stuck in a hospital waiting room, and that's no place for you to end your summer holiday." She patted his hand. "You might even enjoy yourself." "I won't." Hal looked up through the glass roof of the station at a cloudy sky. He didn't want to be packed off on a train journey with an uncle he only ever saw at Christmas. The high brick arches of King's Cross were wrapped in a white latticework sculpture that made the inside of the station feel like a hive, and all the busy passengers bees. A seething tangle of people rushed about, dragging bags and carrying briefcases. A man stood next to a metal rack stacked with newspapers, shoving them at people. Hal glimpsed the headline, "Jewel Thief Strikes Again," as a woman in a suit snatched one from the vendor, flipping it under her armpit to read on the train. 2 bulging-breasted pigeons strutted towards him, pecking at the floor. Colin Beck kicked out his leg. "Get away," he grunted. "Vermin." Hal frowned at his dad, tearing the crust from his half-eaten ham sandwich and ducking under the table to toss it to the startled-eyed birds. The pigeons grabbed the finger of bread and began a tug of war. A pair of trainers, charcoal suede with 3 white stripes, stopped beside the table. Hal saw chestnut herringbone trousers with a crisp vertical crease. It could only be one person. Mum's metal chair scraped against the concrete floor as she got up. "Nat!" she cried, waddling around the table and throwing her arms around her older brother. "Careful, Bev! You'll knock me over!" Uncle Nat put down his battered leather suitcase and umbrella, hugging her. "How are you, pet? Are you well?" "Yes," Mum replied, her eyes darting to Hal. "I'm fine."
"Nathaniel! Good to see you!"
Dad was on his feet, grabbing Uncle Nat's hand and shaking it. "We appreciate you doing